Today, I've got Rob Axiak and Dave Steven of our Community Services Department to talk about a really awesome new initiative, new campaign that will kick off on June 14th. And it's called Love My Park. And basically what this is, it's an invitation to the community to come out to six pre-selected parks, one in each ward, to talk about ideas and improvements and enhancements that can be made in that particular park. And, I'm going to ask the guys, how did this come to be? Why this park over that park? So we're going to get into all that. But, the really cool thing about this, like I said, is that it's a public engagement activity. It's a public engagement opportunity to bring people on site to talk about the very things that they would like to see at that site. So with Dave and Rob, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about Love My Park, and we're going to make sure that you have everything you need to know about Love My Park. So today we are joined by Rob Axiak and Dave Steven of our Community Services Department to talk about a very exciting new initiative that is about to take place the first round on June 14th. But there's a whole slate of dates after that where parks in every ward will be reviewed, looked at, bringing the community out to engage with them for an initiative called Love My Park. Rob, Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here. First and foremost, Rob, we'll throw this one your way. What exactly is Love My Park, and what are you hoping to achieve with this program?
It's great. So Love My Park is really a neighborhood initiative, an engagement initiative, where we're looking to get the input from the neighborhood, local residents, on their particular park. So we've selected a number of parks throughout the city. And we want people to come out on that particular day where we will be in the park, and city staff will be there, some elected officials will be there, and we just want to have a informal conversation with members from that particular neighborhood on what they want their park to be. So we're looking for ideas, suggestions, any opportunities that might come to mind that will help further enhance the park so that we can make sure that people use their park, have access to their park, and it's really meant for, the park is meant to be for all ages, from children to seniors.
And just for absolute clarity, when we say park, we're not talking just playground or playground equipment. We are talking the entire green space, border, whatever that shape looks like. Dave, as our acting manager of Parks and Open Spaces, this is your territory, pun intended. But again, right, that's what we're focusing on, the entire park area, not just playgrounds, correct?
That's correct, Mark.
So when we're talking about, some of those things that maybe, we can, the community can come out, some enhancements, some ideas, what are those facilitation days going to look like, right? Because you're going to be inviting residents on site to the park to talk about these things. So what might that look like on the day of?
Yeah, so we're going to invite people from the neighborhood. So people will get something in their mail or on their door. We'll do some door knocking as well on that particular day. And people can then come to the park. What they'll see when they get to the park, they'll see some activities. We're going to have some city camp staff that will be there that will do some activities with the kids. You're going to see some flip chart stands, as an example, that will be out there that will be asking the community, so what are your ideas? If this was the perfect place for you to come and enjoy a part of your day, what should it have in it? What should be maybe altered or adjusted, or what could be further enhanced? So we're going to ask a whole bunch of different questions. This is all very informal, so people can kind of come and go during that period of time and provide their input.
So just to, I guess, maybe curb some expectations of people going to the engagement sessions and saying, I want to see a new pool in this space, or I want to see this massive new structure in this space. That's not what this is designed for, right? This is for, give us an example of some of the things that you're kind of looking at, you hope the community might bring forward.
Yeah. So we want them to have ideas, so that they may have these bigger ideas, but those are obviously aren't going to happen in a short period of time. So we're looking for a bit of the low hanging fruit. So you know, if they need some new benches somewhere, if there's not enough benches, or if there's some, you know, could be some improving to pathways, or, you know, maybe a community garden, you know, should be developed, and we should start to organize a community group to help develop that community garden. Things like that is what we're looking for. Things that are practical, that are you know, fairly low-hanging fruit that people can come out and just provide us with those ideas. And then we can work with the community on achieving those ideas.
So we've got six parks, one per ward. And the idea was that the two ward counselors would nominate, for lack of a better word, a park to city staff to say, this is the one we would like to focus on. You know, council heard and approved the report the other week. And the idea behind that was, you know, as counselors, you would be hearing feedback from your constituents on a fairly regular basis about maybe which parks might need some attention, might need some care. And so it was the counselors who said, okay, here's the park we're going to focus on first. But I think that's the important part, right? It's not just one park's been decided and that's it. It'll be an ongoing thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mark, we're hoping that this will be an annual campaign moving forward. We've had lots of great feedback from the counselors and from the public as well already on this. And we're hoping to make improvements, as Rob mentioned, small improvements to these parks as an immediate fix, and hopefully in the future make some longer term improvements.
So for anybody who may be looking at this going, oh, well, you know, I think this park should get more attention. You know, why'd they choose that one? It's not, you know, necessarily one or the other. This is a starting point. This is, as you mentioned, you know, something that could be potentially looked at annually, or the hope is that it continues annually. What in general, you know, what do people need to know about their parks and their park spaces? Rob, you mentioned, you know, again, it's for all ages. It's not just for kids, right? I think sometimes we get this idea in our head. We think of park and playground and bring your kid there, but it really is for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And we want it to be enjoyed by everybody. If you're a senior in the community, if you're a young child, if you're a family, if you're a youth, the park should have something for every single person. And I'll go a step further, is that the parks should also be viewed as a place to go and play for all four seasons, not just for the summer months or the spring months when it's nice out, but there should be things for people to do and want to go to their park all year round.
Excellent. So this is starting June 14th. It's going to run until, I believe, close to the end of July. There are some dates scheduled. There's some rain dates built in as well. And all that information will be shared on Engage Welland. I believe at this point, we're just waiting on the confirmation of one final park to be determined. Is that correct?
That's right. And then after that, we'll post everything online and put it up on social media and in different press releases as well.
Wonderful. So yeah, we'll get this information out. And again, this is the beauty of kind of having this little podcast tool in our pocket as things come up. You know, this was approved by council just recently. It's ready to kick into high gear. So we want to make sure we can let everybody know what's going on with the initiative. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you want to add that people should know about? Open floor to the both of you.
Just take a look at your mailboxes and take a look on social media and just circle that particular date in your calendar and hope to see you at the park on that day.
Wonderful. All right, Dave, Rob, thank you guys so much. I'm really looking forward to this project. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think the community is going to respond really well. So again, thank you both for taking the time today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So big thank you again to Rob Axiak and Dave Steven for joining us today on What's Up Welland to talk all things Love My Park. Again, really neat initiative, really great campaign to get the community out on site into the parks in their neighborhoods to talk about the things that they would like to see, to engage with staff and other residents to determine how can they enhance or improve that space to make it really and truly a great space that can be enjoyed at its maximum peak for everybody, for all ages. And again, it's not just playgrounds. It's not just a swing set or a slide. We're talking about the entire park area. So if you have your ideas, if you've spoken with a friend, a neighbor, a colleague who has ideas, make sure to come on out to one of the dates that we will share with you on Engage Welland and have your voice heard, because together we can make our parks even better than they are. So we hope to see you out there. Thanks again for listening. You can get all the info and details at engagewellin.ca, including a list and recordings of all previous What's Up Wellin podcast episodes.